Mishnais have gone quite sidetracked to give a long list of things which are or are not ma'akev. The term ma'akev means that something is totally necessary for the validity of a particular item, or a particular service, or mitzvah, such that if that is lacking, then the entire mitzvah, item, or service, whatever it may be, is lacking and would not be valid. That is in contrast with the term lemitzvah, which is the term which refers to something which ideally should be done and needs to be done. However, if it is missed out, if it is lacking, then the rest of the item, service, or mitzvah would still be valid. Shiva Kanei Menorah, the seven branches of the Menorah which stood in the Beis HaMikdash, Ma'akven Zeh Zeh, are Ma'akev each other. If one of the branches of the Menorah has been broken off or something, then the entire Menorah is considered to be invalid, and there's no use using that Menorah to light the candles which, to light the lamps which are there, because if it hasn't got all seven branches, then the entire Menorah is considered to be not the Menorah which is necessary. Shiva Neiro Seha, similarly the seven lamps, the seven containers at the top of the seven branches which were within which the oil and wicks are placed. Once again, Ma'akvin Zeh, there they are, Ma'akiv each other, and all seven of them need to be there for the menorah lighting to be valid. Shtei parashas shebam mezuzah Ma'akvin Zeh, the two parts of the two passages of the Torah which are written in the mezuzah, namely the first paragraph of Shema and the second paragraph, they are also Ma'akiv each other if the parchment in the mezuzah only has the first paragraph written in it. So it's the same as if nothing was written in it. All of the mezuzah is totally invalid and not considered to be useful at all unless all of that is written in there. Which literally means even one part of the writing, even one letter, is ma'akev. But the Gemara adds that included in this statement is that even if one letter is actually connected to a different letter, such that there isn't parchment surrounding each individual letter, even that would invalidate the mezuzah. Every letter has to be written and written correctly. Similarly, Arba Parashos about Tefillin Ma'akvizoy, the four passages of the Torah which are written inside of the Tefillin, that refers to the first two paragraphs of Shema, as well as the other two passages, Kadeshli and Vahoyke Viacha. All four of them are totally necessary for the Tefillin to be considered valid at all, and it's no use whatsoever to have just three out of four of them. Having three out of four of them is the same as having none of them. And once again, even one part of the writing, even one letter not written correctly, is ma'akev and would cause the entire tefillin to be considered invalid. The four tzitzis, which are placed on each corner of a four-cornered item of clothing, are ma'akev each other. Meaning if he only has, let's say, three tzitzis on three corners, but the fourth corner doesn't have any tzitzis attached, then he wouldn't have fulfilled any part of the mitzvah at all, Shari Batlan and Mitzvah Achas, because all four of the tzitzis on the four corners are part of one bigger mitzvah. It's not four separate mitzvahs. However, Rabbi Shmuel says, Shari Batlan and Abra Mitzvahs, the four tzitzis on the four corners are considered to be four distinct separate mitzvahs, such that if you put tzitzis only on three corners, you would have fulfilled three out of the four mitzvahs which are necessary over there. So having three is not like having no tzitzis. Obviously, you'd still be obligated to attach tzitzis to the fourth corner. However, you would still fulfill a mitzvah for having the tzitzis on the three corners. Peridal Mishnah Aleph. The perek continues with the long list of different items or mitzvahs and talking about which parts of those items or mitzvahs are ma'akev, that they are totally necessary for the validity of that mitzvah or that item. The tzitzis, although nowadays most tzitzis only have white strings, according to the Torah and during the times of the Mishnah, one is obligated to have white strings, and part of those white strings need to be dyed with a blue dye called techeles. There's a discussion how many of the eight strings need to be dyed with techeles, but be it as it may, hatecheles inam akeves salovon, having those amount of strings dyed with techeles dye is not ma'akev the other strings which are supposed to remain white, the halovan in ma'akev satecheles, and the strings which are supposed to remain white are not ma'akev the strings which are supposed to be dyed with techeles. Now, that does not mean that one is able to fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis even with four strings instead of eight of them. The eight strings themselves, the number of strings, are ma'akev. Meaning if there are any less than eight strings, then it's as if there are no strings and you're not fulfilling the mitzvah of tzitzis at all. The point of the Mishnah is that even if all of the eight strings are white, like our tzitzis nowadays, the only reason why we can have tzitzis nowadays without techeles is because of this Mishnah. That the techeles dye is not ma'akev. And likewise, if somebody had eight strings which were dyed with techeles already, and he wears all of his eight strings on the tzitzis are dyed techeles, he would also fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis, although ideally, le mitzvah, he needs to have white strings and techeles strings. If we're talking about what is ma'akev, so the color of the strings is not ma'akev. Tefillah shel yod eino ma'akev shel reish, wearing the tefillin on one's arm is not ma'akev the mitzvah of wearing tefillin on one's head, v'shel reish eino ma'akev shel yod, and wearing the tefillin on one's head is not ma'akev wearing the tefillin on his arm. Meaning if he only has one of the two pairs of tefillin, we don't say that there's no point putting on the tefillin only on one's arm, because you're only fulfilling a part of the mitzvah, and therefore that's considered like doing nothing. Rather, no, both the two tefillin are considered to be two separate mitzvahs. And therefore, if somebody is only able to put on the tefillin on his head or on his arm, then he should do so, because he will fulfill that mitzvah of putting the tefillin on his head or on his arm. And now the Mishnah comes back to the discussion of menachos. There are certain karbonos which require things to accompany those karbonos. Karbon mincha, made up of flour and oil, as well as the nesachim, which is wine poured onto the mizbeach. And the Mishnah says, such a korban, which requires the accompanying of both a korban mincha and nesachim of wine, has solas v'hayayin, the flour and oil which make up the korban mincha, einon ma'akev nesayayin, are not ma'akev the wine. Meaning if they accompanied the korban with only wine and not with the korban mincha, that is still considered to be valid. And if there is only wine available, they should still pour the wine on the mizbeach, even if they're not able to bring a korban mincha with it. And similarly, the wine is not ma'akev the korban mincha, such that if they are only able to bring the korban mincha to accompany the korban, they should do so, and that will be considered valid, even if the nesachim, the wine, is not poured on the mizbeach with it. The applications of the blood from a korban, which need to be applied to the outer mizbeach, like we learned at length in Maseches Avachim, there are a different number of times that one needs to apply the blood on the Mizbeach, either four times, or twice on two opposite corners. The Mishnah says, Einon ma'akev zoi zoi, they are not ma'akev each other, such that if somebody applied the blood to the Mizbeach even once, that would be considered a valid application of the blood, and the korban would be valid, the person bringing would have fulfilled his obligation, and the additional applications of the blood are only le mitzvah, that ideally they need to be done, but if they are lacking, then that would not be ma'akev the entire validity of the service. Mishnah Beis, on Yom Tov, just like on Shabbos, there is a korban musaf, and there are several different animals which are offered up as part of the korban musaf for the different yom tovim. On Shavuos, in addition to the animals which are brought as part of the korban musaf, there are also a group of karbonos which are offered up, together with the offering of the shteh lechem, the two loaves of bread which were baked, and that was the unique offering of Shavuos. The majority of the karbonos, both of the korban musaf and the group of karbonos which were brought with the shteh lechem, were karbonos oila, and there are three different animals which were considered a karbon oila: bulls, rams, and lambs. Rams are older sheep. And in addition to that, both groups of karbonos also included a goat, which was a karbon chatas, and the group of karbonos which accompanied the shteh lechem also included the two sheep, two lambs, which were considered a karbon shalomim. Be'azimei, the Mishnah says, ha'porim v'ayin v'akvasim, the bulls, the rams, and the lambs, which were the karbonos oila of either group of the karbonos, einon ma'akvin zeh zeh, are not ma'akiv each other, such that one would fulfill the requirement of bringing the karbonos with the shteh lechem, or bring the karbonos of the karbon musaf, even if they are not able to bring the karbonos of the other group of karbonos. These are considered to be two separate parts of the service, totally two separate requirements. In addition to this, although not stated explicitly in the Mishnah, the karbonos within the karbonos musaf are also not ma'akev each other. For example, there's a requirement to offer up seven lambs as part of the korban musaf. So if they only have available five lambs, The law is that they should still offer up those five, and the number seven is not ma'akev over here. The five lambs are considered to be significant in their own right, such that the service of bringing those five individual lambs should be done, even if he's not able to bring all seven of them. That having been said, the group of korbanos which accompany the shtei lechem are ma'akev each other. At least the korbanos oila, for example, the seven lambs which are supposed to accompany the shtei lechem, if they only have five available there, then they shouldn't bring the five, because the five is considered like nothing unless you have all seven. Rabbi Shimon says, Im ho'ilehem po'im merubim v'lo ho'ilehem nesachim. What happens if there was available many bulls, but there was not available nesachim wine to accompany those korbanos? Well, let's say they only had enough money to buy the korbanos themselves, the bulls, but not to buy all of the nesachim which are supposed to accompany it. Rabbi Shimon learns from Pesukim that yoviu par echad nesachav, it is preferable to spend the money and bring one bull together with all of the nesachim, the wine which needs to accompany it. That is preferable v'lo yikvu kulon v'lo nesachim, rather than bringing all of the bulls which are necessary but without including any nesachim to accompany them. And like we mentioned, that order of preference is learnt from Pesukim according to Rabbi Shimon. Mishnah Gimel, Hapar, the bull, the single bull which needs to be bought as part of the group of korbanos accompanying the shtei lechem, the offering of the two loaves which are bought on Shavuos, the Ha'elim, the rams, two rams are required with this group of korbanos, Vakvosim, the seven lambs, Vasoir, and the single goat, which is a korban chatos, Enum Akvanes Alechem. They are not ma'akev the offering itself of the shtei alechem, v'alechem ma'akvon, and the bringing of the shtei alechem is not ma'akev bringing these korbanos. If they are only able to fulfill one of them, then they should do so. Although these things are done together, they are considered to be two separate and individually significant parts of that service. Now, as well as these korbanos, there is also two korbanos shalomim of lambs which also accompany the shtei alechem. And these two lambs are not only korbanos which are brought together with the shtei alechem, but part of the service which is done with the shtei alechem is done with these two animals. For example, there is a requirement to wave parts of these korban shalomim together with the two loaves. So there is a closer connection between these two services. And as such, halechem ma'akev es hakvosim, the bringing of the shtei alechem is ma'akev the two lambs. That if they are not able to bring the shtei alechem, then there is no requirement and it won't help, it's not considered to be valid at all, to bring those two sheep as the korban shalomim. However, hakvosim einu ma'akev es alechem. The offering of those two lambs as the korban shlomim is not ma'akev the offering of the shtei alechem. That if we only have the shtei alechem available and not those korbanos to accompany it, we should still bring the shtei alechem. Did Rabbi Akiva, that is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Omar Shim ben Anos, however, Shim ben Anos said loichi. That is not the case, rather quite the opposite. Elo akvosim agvenes alechem. Rather, the offering up of those two sheep as the korban shlomim is ma'akev the shtei alechem, meaning the shtei alechem cannot be bought without the korbanos, whereas the bringing of the shtei alechem is not ma'akev the offering of the sheep, meaning if the shtei alechem is not available, the sheep should still be bought as korbanos. And Benanos proves his point, shekemot sinu, because we find, when the Jewish people were in the desert for 40 years, they offered up the two sheep as the korban shlomim without the shtei alechem, because the shtei alechem had to be bought from produce which grew in Eretz Israel, so they couldn't bring the shtei alechem. However, they did bring the korbanos of the two sheep, afkan, so too here. We see that it's not a problem, yikvu kvasim b'leilechem, to bring the korbanos of the sheep without bringing the bread itself, the shtei alechem, with it. Om Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon added, Halacha gdiv benanos. The law, I agree, is like benanos, that it's possible to offer up the sheep without the shtei alechem, but not the shtei alechem without the sheep. El ena tam kidvar, but the reason is not like his words. And how do I know? Shakala omar b'chum hashap akudim, because any korbanos which are mentioned in Sefer Bamidbar, for example, the korbanos musaf, which are bought on Shavuos, kor bamidbar, those were offered up in the midbar. However, the Chol HaOmer B'Torah's Kohanim, any korbanos which are mentioned in Sefer Vayikra, for example, those korbanos which need to accompany the shtei alechem, we have a tradition that lo korva midbar, they didn't offer those korbanos up in the desert. Mishabola oretz korva elu va'elu. Once they arrived in Eretz Yisrael, only then did they offer up both korbanos, both those mentioned in Sefer Bamidbar and those mentioned in Sefer Vayikra. And therefore Benanas has no proof at all, because they didn't bring nor the shter lechem nor the sheep in the Midbar. If so, so why do I hold that one is able to bring the sheep without the shter lechem, but not the opposite? Because the offering up of the sheep can permit themselves without the bread, meaning there's nothing which needs to be done before one is able to offer up the two sheep. However, lechem b'lei kvasim, the offering of the shter lechem without the sheep, eini miyatirenu, I don't know anything which can allow that to be done. Meaning, in a case where we have both the sheep and the bread, the law is that one is not able to bring the bread until he has offered up the two lambs. So if that's the case, then one is never, if one hasn't got the lambs, then he's never able to bring the shter lechem. Quite simple logic. It happens to be Rabbi Akiva argues, because Rabbi Akiva holds that that's only an idea of order. In a case where one is bringing both the shter lechem and the two lambs, so there is an order that he needs to bring the lambs first in order to allow the shter lechem to be brought. But in a case where they are only bringing one of them and they haven't got the other one available, then it would be possible to bring the shter lechem even without bringing the sheep beforehand.